Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind, focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. In the last episode of The Monster Fact, we discussed the basics of chaos demonology within the fictional far future universe of Games Workshop's Warhammer 40,000. We began with the oldest chaos god, Khorne, born out of the accreted energy of mortal violence. Today, it's time to turn our attention to the next chaos god, Tzeentch. Now, that's traditionally spelled with a silent T, but you can really spell the entity's name any way you want to. I think Tzeentch would appreciate that, especially if you put a great deal of thought into the exercise and mix things up a lot. After all, he is the changer of ways and the demonic master of mutation, trickery, and prophecy. Tzeentch's focus on change is sometimes perplexing because, of course, change is not inherently evil or ruinous. As described in the 9th edition Chaos Demon Codex from Games Workshop, change is largely the bait by which the Dark God draws in his followers. He promises change. He promises wisdom or insight into the future. But what he actually delivers is manipulation, confusion, plots within plots, and ultimately more out-of-control transformation than anyone sane or mortal can comprehend. The vice he feeds upon is unchecked mortal ambition and deception. As such, Tzeentch is one of two chaos gods, along with Slaanesh, who exhibit strong Faustian elements. He offers tempting immediate rewards in exchange for a great cost of unimaginable nature. The battle forces of Tzeentch are, of course, bonkers. Imp-like pink horrors swarm across an ever-changing, ever-recreated battlefield, splitting into blue horrors upon defeat, which in turn fall to become flaming brimstone horrors. Now, these are the lowest of Tzeentch's forces, but his generals are the great blue avian monstrosities known as the Lords of Change. And the most dangerous of these is an individual Lord of Change known as Karios Fateweaver, the Oracle of Tzeentch. Karios manifests as a great two-headed Lord of Change, resplendent in blue feathers, kaleidoscopic wings, and countless gleaming eyes. Fittingly, there are some enthralling elements to unwrap in this entity, beginning with its name. Fateweaver speaks for itself, but the demon's first name is the ancient Greek for the right, critical, or opportune moment, and in modern Greek, time and weather. It is written that the two heads of Karios Fateweaver are all-seeing. One looks backwards into the past, and the other forward into the future. The symbolism brings to mind various concepts from real-world religion and iconography, such as the two-faced Janus of Roman tradition, who is god of beginnings and endings, of transitions and doorways. The image also brings to mind Hecate, the Greek goddess who is often presented as triple-faced or triple-bodied. She is a goddess of crossroads, who presents a different form to each direction. So we might easily think of both Janus and Hecate as gods of change as well. As Robert Mills points out in Jesus as Monster, published in the 2003 book The Monstrous Middle Ages, from the 12th century onward, there was also a tradition in Christian iconography of depicting Christ with three human faces or three human heads as a way of visually depicting the Holy Trinity or three in one, God, Christ, and Holy Spirit. Mills points out that this is fairly remarkable because these divine images coexisted with monstrous depictions of three-faced creatures in medieval bestiaries. And of course, we also have the three-faced Satan in Dante's Inferno. The bird heads of Carios Fateweaver and the other Lords of Change are also quite interesting. Certainly there are plenty of examples of real-world gods and goddesses with avian features like this, but I also can't help but think of a specific medieval depiction of Jesus Christ with the head and long neck of a bird. Mills discusses this as well. The example he points to in the English Book of Hours and Psalter, circa 1300, depicts a strange human-bird hybrid with a long neck and long, vulture-like beak. The creature's loincloth, philosophic air, and body positioning strongly reflect depictions of Christ. Mills wonders if this perplexing creature is a reference to the birdmen described in the Gesta Romanorum, or Deeds of the Romans, from roughly the same time period. In this book, birdmen with long necks and beaks are described as fitting judges because of the distance between their heart and their voice by virtue of their long beaks and necks. See, words rise up from the heart, through the neck to the lips, and the longer they have to travel, the more time we have to consider them and craft them for public consumption. In other words, the avian Christ might be a commentary on the holy value of contemplation and the need to balance justice and mercy. So with the Lord of Change and other agents of Tzeentch, perhaps we see a similar symbolic effect, only demonically perverted. The Chaos God celebrates contemplation, but only in the form of endless scheming and deception. Words travel long between his heart and his voice because every whisper is finely tuned to ensnare, bewilder, and manipulate mortals to further his own labyrinthine schemes. We'll continue through the Chaos factions in this manner over the next 2 weeks, so tune in for the Monster Fact each Wednesday in the Stuff to Blow Your Mind podcast feed. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.